I'm sure a lot of listeners know that there's the tax bill, Trump's tax scam, that's going through Congress at the moment. It looks like the House is probably going to be voting on it today, which is actually going to be really hurting the American people, Floridians. This is a bill that is unanimously bad for everybody, and we're out there protesting about this potentially passing to Congress. And Marco Rubio, who's essentially sold us out over a $300 tax credit, it's really impacting a lot of Floridians, and we'll hope folks can join us out there.
And the tax credit you're talking about is the child tax credit. Rubio had been a holdout for a while, and he said he wanted this tax credit to be a certain amount. Apparently he got that amount, and now he's going to vote for the whole tax bill.
Yeah, well, it's just a nice little political stunt for him, because he got to be the last person to hold out for this thing and basically get to ask for whatever he wanted. In this instance, you know, he's got some really good PR on it, but he's been essentially sold us this tax bill, which is detrimental to the predominantly most people in America, except for the richest, for a couple hundred bucks. And so selling us like $300 of cash back on a car that's going to break down in 2 days. So it's, you know, that's kind of where we're at right now. And we want them to know that we don't stand for that.
And it's a tax bill. But one of the most interesting things about this tax bill is that it repeals the Obamacare individual mandate.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the biggest detriments to folks. It looks like about 13 million Americans will not have health care because of the potential impact that that repeal will have. By receding that, basically drives premiums up. And so folks are going to have to look elsewhere for health care, which Obamacare for them was one of the only places to get health care, which my son was on Obamacare plan as well.
It also allows Arctic drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Yeah, and that's one of the, you know, when the Senate bill came through, it was going to the floor. There were so many people asking for, you know, these little pieces of their own. And that was just one more way to buy one vote for a senator that has been always trying to basically drill in the Anwar in the Arctic Preserve. And that's why this bill, not just is bad for us as Americans, but the environment, and also guts EPA, and it also raises taxes for the majority of Americans except for the very wealthy. So, and the impact that offshore drilling has, Florida implications as well.
The corporate tax rate now stands at 35%. Corporations hardly ever pay the full amount right now, but that nominal amount is going to go from 35% down to 21%. How will that affect tax revenues?
We were just looking at numbers this morning around Apple, like that corporations that are sending a lot of this revenue, you know, Apple's very infamous for dodging taxes, and they've got, I forget how many billion overseas, or I guess overall it's 20-something billion dollars overseas that is protected in these tax shelters outside of the country. And so that's money that they're basically not paying their fair share and leaving the rest of us Americans out to dry for their desire to retain those profits.
What can you say about how this tax bill treats income that people earn as wages versus income that people get in other ways like investments?
Yeah, and this bill allows for more, you know, rewards for the commoditization of money and just like playing the stock market. And this is huge for hedge fund managers and folks in the ultra wealthy, the 0.02%. This is not something that's going to help everyday Americans. We're going to pay more taxes and actually get less benefits from the taxes we do pay because of the potential impact this is going to have after this bill, which is where they're going to start looking at how they're going to cut essential services and you know, basically trim down everything that the GOP and Trump has wanted.
So it's $1.5 trillion less revenue that the government's going to be taking in the long term. So either the deficit is going to increase or taxes will go back up, I guess, or services will get cut.
We look at who's always on the chopping block when that comes down. It's always poor people, people of color, these programs that are helping you for Medicaid, for instance. Like, we're going to see a pretty big shift in how Medicaid is distributed out to states. Medicare, you're going to look at potential 4% cuts to Medicare, which is the biggest ever in its history. Like, there's some big problems for people coming down if this bill passes, and Marco Rubio has sold us out for $300 of it. So it's pretty disappointing.
And your protest today, where and when?
So tonight, if you can join us at 5:30, Curtis Hickson Park, we're going to have people who will be impacted by this bill if the cuts that are made. We'll hold Rubio accountable, and we're going to have an after party hosted by NextGen at Hat Tricks after that at 7:30. So please join us, 5:30, Curtis Hickson Park.